How can we make 2023 a year of peace, happiness, and real connection? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal, Sean, and I want to wish you and yours a happy festive season in whatever tradition you celebrated in. I wanted to take the opportunity of the last podcast of the year to reflect on the theme for 2022, which has been union with reality. I've really enjoyed it, so much so that I'm making it my New Year's resolution. I'm going to set the intention to live in reality. Not a hugely ambitious plan, you might say, but the intention to live in union with reality is far more difficult than it appears. I, like you, get easily lost in regrets from the past and worries about the future. To make an effort to live in reality and being present here and now means applying our trainings we've talked about over the last 12 months. We can avoid sowing the seed of regret through loving speech and deep listening. To prevent us from worrying about the future, we need to let go of our attachments. Thich Nhat Hanh called this releasing our cows, and I'm going to make this the theme for 2023. I'll start to talk about this in more detail in the second episode of the new year. But we also have to be present in the present. There's so many things we can use to distract ourselves from how we're feeling. We can use the reasoning of having a stressful day or being tired, and then detach ourselves from reality. My favourites are TV, YouTube, and Reddit. I don't have to focus on the anxiety that I'm feeling when I'm watching a documentary or reading something funny. As we know, that's not a healthy way of dealing with our feelings, and only makes the problem worse. So part of my New Year's resolution is going to be cutting down on TV and the internet as much as I can. And I don't expect to be in the present moment for all of 2023, of course, but we can open ourselves up to the ocean of calmness that exists within us when we make changes to our lives, when we make conscious choices that improve our peace rather than being on autopilot. And I'd encourage you to make a New Year's resolution around your mindfulness practice. If you're looking for ideas, the most transformational change you can make is to get into a regular daily habit of meditation. But there's lots of other great options as well. You can set the intention to listen more and speak less. You can eat less meat. You can volunteer to help reduce the suffering of other people. You can get into the practice of smiling to your difficult thoughts. If there's an episode of the podcast or one of Tai's teachings that's really resonated for you, where you've thought, I really want to do that, why not set the intention to make it your theme for 2023? I want to finish with the usual guided meditation, but before I do, I just want to thank you for listening to the podcast. I've been doing this for about 3 years now. I really enjoy sharing the practice with others, and I hope that it's helping you to live a calmer, happier life as it's helped me. So if you want to take a moment to make yourself comfortable, then I'll start with three sounds of the bell. And as usual, we're going to begin with our posture. And so I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins. your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And as you enjoy the stability of your posture, just allowing a gentle smile to emerge on your face. And expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body. Noticing where you feel warm or cold. Where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. And shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today, or a regretful thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how your shoulders rise as you breathe in, and how your stomach falls as you breathe out. Breathing in, I am aware this is an in-breath. Breathing out, I am aware this is an out-breath. In-breath, out breath. breathing in, my breath grows deeper. Breathing out, my breath grows slower. Deep, slow. Breathing in, I enjoy my in-breath. Breathing out, I enjoy my out-breath. Enjoy in-breath, enjoy out-breath. breathing in. I have a body. It is alive, a wonder of life. Breathing out. I smile to my body. I have a body. I smile. Breathing in, I smile to my body. Breathing out, I release the tensions in my body. Smiling, releasing tensions. Breathing in, I know that I'm alive. Breathing out, I smile to life within and around me. Alive, smiling to life. Breathing in, I dwell in the present moment. Breathing out, it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment to notice any changes in your body, any areas of relaxation, any areas of discomfort, and just taking a moment to stretch or give your body whatever it needs. And noticing any changes in your mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. May be happy, may be peaceful, and may see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. I hope you and yours have a happy festive season. Slán a bhfuilte, and I'll see you in the new year.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've been